This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared victory Monday in Ukraine's eastern Luhansk province as Ukrainian troops retreated from their last stronghold in the city of Lysychansk. Ukraine's Luhansk governor, Serhiy Hayday, told the AP on Monday that Ukrainian forces had retreated from Lysychansk to avoid being surrounded. VOA contributor Anna Chernikova is in Kyiv. She told our daily program Flashpoint Ukraine that the retreat from Lysychansk has been expected for some time.
So what we know for the moment, this final confirmed information that Ukrainian forces withdrawal from Lysychansk was kind of, prepared step, and it was preparing for a couple of weeks now. We know that there is, at least according to the authorities, that there is a plan to come back. But again, Ukrainians are waiting for the weapons now.
Ukraine said Russian forces are now trying to advance on Seversk, Fedorivka, and Bakhmut in the Donetsk region. The Ukrainian general staff said that Russian forces are also shelling the key Ukrainian strongholds of Slovyansk and Kramatorsk deeper in Donetsk. International politicians led by the European Union gathered in Switzerland Monday for the Ukraine Recovery Conference and pledged to do what they can to help Ukraine rebuild following its war with Russia. Attendees of the conference in the lakeside town of Lugano included European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and British Foreign Minister Liz Truss. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to the group via video message about the needs of the country that now faces widespread devastation. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.